Hello, this is Luna,
Anushka,
and Colette.
We're here to talk about the interview with Jean-Paul Sartre. So we understand that this article was particularly mysterious just due to the way that she talked about it being in 1947. How exactly did you eventually come across it, and why was it so important to you?
Oh, okay, good question. So as you said, Gallant mentioned this article as having been published by her sometime in 1947, and the whole class was extremely interested in finding this article, but we couldn't find it anywhere. It wasn't listed in bibliographies, you couldn't find it online, and so we knew it existed. Gallant mentioned it, so we were trying to find it. So what we ended up doing is browsing around, basically starting with a Google search, trying to figure out when Sartre was in North America, when he might have been in Montreal to be interviewed, and eventually just went to the library website and did a search and found an article that talked about Sartre in Montreal in 1946, not 1947. Ooh. So Sartre was in Montreal in 1946, and this article, which was an article by Yvan Cloutier called Sartre à Montréal en 1946, he talks about all the excitement and basically the journalistic explosion around Sartre being in Montreal. So all sorts of French newspapers were writing about him, doing interviews with him, reporting about them, these interviews and reporting about Sartre being in town. And this happened between January and March 1946. And so kind of with that discovery, we had dates. So it was really just a matter, because we have all of these news articles on microfilm and they're not searchable digitally. So what it ended up being is just kind of going page by page in order to eventually discover the Sartre article. There's no byline, so Mavis Gallant hasn't signed this particular news article, but it's so clearly by her because of its style, because of the content. And so what it means, the reason why it's so important, is because Gallant was probably the only English journalist for an English newspaper who reported on Sartre's visit. And I think the other importance of this article is, because it doesn't have the byline, is that it means that Gallant has probably published a lot more in the Montreal Standard that we just haven't discovered yet.
Very cool.
So what that means is that there is a lot more Mavis Gallant to find just through searching.
Yeah, just... I mean, what would be great is if if the Montreal Standard were digitized, and I think that would be, whenever that happens, that would enable us to find a lot more Gallant articles, but of course, other kinds of information in this English language newspaper in Montreal. And yeah, I think there's a lot more to discover.
Very cool.
Looks like there's a lot more to find.